The chase is on. Welcome to Chasing Ballgame, the sports betting podcast that is on top of things for this Tuesday. I am Jimmy Brown, your host for this edition of this information-filled show, and it's only going to get better now that we're officially 5 days a week. We are going to get things better from a production standpoint, get some more bells and whistles around here as our team is growing, and we have you to thank for it, you being the listeners or the chasers, as I refer to you, because you're here every day with me, you share information with me on social media, and then it allows me to come on here and put a great show out for you guys, and we have a great rundown for today. I tip things off with college hoops. I'm going to talk bracketology for the first time this year as I get you ready for the betting season in college basketball, known as March Madness, and I serve up a pick against the spread, of course, for tonight. Next, I hit up the true staple of the Chasing Ballgame podcast, which is Betting the Buckets, the NBA betting segment that delivers original betting segments such as Beyond the Box Score, Calendar Crunch, and of course, I'll give up yet another pick against spread for tonight in the association. And then I'm going to wrap things up for this rapid-fire podcast with a look at Super Bowl 51. How can I not, right? Falcons and the Patriots. I'm going to look at the latest odds. I'm going to talk about the movement, especially when it comes to the total. And then I'll talk about everyone's favorite pastime when it comes to the Super Bowl, prop betting. And I'll even offer up a few for those who are listening. As you all know, Chasing Ballgame is blazing quick with more than one pick, so let's not waste any time and let's get this started. College hoops. Look, it's time we dig into the college basketball betting landscape and talk bracketology. But first, I'd like to give you guys an injury update because I know in college basketball, it's hard to follow the injuries. I like to look at the big ones. South Carolina has one. Injured guard P.J. Dozier, he could return for the Gamecocks. They play Auburn tonight. He missed the last game against Kentucky when they lost. Pretty bad at Kentucky, but who doesn't? Dozier is second on the team, 14.6 points per game. He also leads the Gamecocks with 52 assists, 35 steals. So he is a big deal. He's going to be back up in the lineup. Now, I have a philosophy I use in the NBA, and I believe it's true here. Sometimes when an injured player comes back, especially if he's an impact player, like obviously Dozier is, it's going to affect the line. Because it moves the point spread, the initial instinct is for the college basketball bettor to hop right on this game. I would hesitate. This game isn't one I'm picking tonight. In fact, I'm staying away from it. The odds I already looked at for this game shows that they're a big favorite. I mean, let's see. I'm looking at South Carolina being 10, 9.5 points. That's about right. It's an early start, by the way, 6:30. But it's one I'm going to stay away from. And I'm just letting you know, when a team comes back or a player comes back, it doesn't mean that you just jump right on it. So be careful for that. And again, never too early to talk bracketology. Basically, that's a funny, whimsical name for the science of college basketball, the March Madness. People are already putting out brackets. The Big 12 are making a good impact. And look, right now, the best teams in the country, also the best teams in the betting window. The Kansas Jayhawks, the only team ranked inside the AP top 10 that isn't covering the spread at least 58% of the time. Kansas, they've only covered the spread six times. They're 6-10 on the season. I love that information. Not necessarily that Kansas isn't covering the spread, but that all the big-name teams are. That's going to bring a flock of money to these favorites come tournament time. And we all know, and if you don't, you hear it here, underdogs do very well in the tournament. So I love the fact that people won't be afraid to load up on these top teams, and it could come back to where we want it to be. So that's a good thing. On to the pick for tonight. Simple. I'm going to jump into the Big Ten. I'm going to talk Purdue. They go up against Michigan State. Going to be the start of a rough patch for Purdue. They play 7 of its 11 remaining conference games on the road, beginning with a trip to East Lansing tonight against Michigan. Look, Purdue's a good team. I mean, ranked 20th, 22nd, depending on where you look. But they're not very good on the road, at least to me. They beat Ohio State by 1 point, and they lost to an unranked Iowa by 5 points. Spartans are young. That's the only thing going against them. They're playing 4 freshmen on a regular, and that's going to be a problem. It's going to be hard for them to get consistency, but they do have one of the best coaches in the country, so that'll help them out. Not only that, but the Spartans have won all 3 of their conference home games. Not to mention Spartans 16-5 against the spread in the last 21 against the Big Ten, and 8-3 against the spread in the last 11 games against the team with a winning straight-up record. That's enough for me. Give me the Spartans as a small dog. The line I see for them right now, you can get them at +2. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm taking. Give me Michigan State. Before we get to betting buckets in the NBA, I'm reaching out to my chasers, my social media people. And if you don't follow me on social media, please follow me on Twitter at Chasing Ballgame. You can also find me on Facebook at Chasing Ballgame too. I need your help. We're going to be talking college football before you know it. I know what you're thinking. The season's just got done. But handicapping football is a full-time job. And I'll be honest with you, I don't follow recruiting. It's not my thing. I'll talk about it every chance I get. But if you are a recruiting nut and you love to follow that stuff, hit me up on Twitter. I'd love to feature you right here on this show and share some of the information that you have for some of the recruits. So if you're interested, again, hit me up. But let's get to it. Let's go to betting the buckets. One of my favorite segments, of course. We're talking NBA. I'm going to start off with Beyond the Box Score and talk more than one game. Beyond the Box Score, look at games that have finished already. Find some good nuggets that we can use. First one I'm going to look at is, I'm going way back to Saturday night when the Suns beat the Knicks. New York went back to its original starting lineup. Joakim Noah, Porzingis, Anthony Lee, and Rose for the first time since January 12th against the 76ers. This lineup changing to me, I get it. I mean, Rose had issues he was missing. Noah had injuries, so did Porzingis. So they didn't always have a chance to get that original lineup in. But this is going to take some time to adjust. This team is in flux. We know that already. I've talked about what a dumpster fire they are. But this constant lineup changing does not allow them to get consistency or chemistry with one another. It's a big deal. Another game I want to look at, and the reason I bring up the Knicks, is because I'm looking at the Mavericks. They beat the Lakers. They beat the brakes off the Lakers on Sunday night, 122-73. The 49-point defeat just beat out the Lakers' two previous worst losses in their history, which was by 48 points. The Mavericks' winning margin was the third largest in their history. Big, big game. Dallas owns the Lakers anyway. 13th straight over the Lakers. The Lakers have lost six of the last seven games overall up until that point or right after that point. To me, for the Mavericks, the reason I want to focus on them is because that's going to be hard to match. You can't come out and play basically a flawless game in the NBA and not expect some sort of regression the next time out. And I think you're going to see it here. They play against the Knicks on Wednesday night. I will be looking for that line when it opens. So expect me to talk about it here on Wednesday when we talk betting the buckets yet again. But now let's get to the calendar crunch. We're just going to find out some great scheduling spots to either fade teams or bet on them. It's not always a pick, because a lot of things happen in the NBA, injuries and whatnot, but it's really just me bringing it to your attention because I think it deserves a little notification. I do share calendar crunches on Twitter, again, at Chasing Ballgame, and I also share some picks if they turn into it, but let's get started. Remember, the Celtics, they're a team to watch. They start a stretch tonight in Washington. They're going to play five games in 7 nights. Look to fade them. The Clippers, they're going to play at Philly tonight. That'll be the third game in 4 nights, and it will be a coast-to-coast trip, as the first game was in Denver before they went cross-country to play the Hawks. Now they go back-to-back with the Sixers tonight. Tough, tough spot for the Clippers. Finally, the Kings have a 3-game and 4-night road trip. It starts against the Cavs on Wednesday night. That is always a big game, and it ends with a back-to-back in Indiana and Charlotte. There will be one game or two I'm going to fade the Kings in there. And finally, good calendar crunches. I told you they happen. I'm looking at you, Detroit Pistons. They're smack dab in the middle of a nice break after playing the Kings. After playing the Kings last night, they're going to have 4 days off before they play on Saturday at Miami. So 4 days off in the NBA, especially with this kind of schedule, is really unheard of. So that's why I wanted to point that out. But let's get to the picks. And I'm going to make this one simple. I'm going with the Magic over the Bulls. Now, I get it. The Magic have injury concerns. Orlando Magic guard DJ Augustine, he underwent an MRI on his right ankle. Negative results, but he's day-to-day, so you want to make sure that he's playing. Even if not, I like him in this spot. First of all, homestands are a big deal to me in the NBA. The Magic are having a really tough time winning, and they're in a tough part of their schedule, but they're going to try to steal a win tonight. It's the finale of a 3-game homestand. So they hit the road after this for 3 in a row. They really want to end on a winning note. I notice a lot of NBA teams do this. They know they're about to hit the road. They're not doing too well, so they want to win at home and leave on a good note. I mean, Orlando's been bad. They dropped 10 of its last 13 games. 10 of its last 13 games, and they're allowing 118 points in the last 4 setbacks. They were really embarrassed against Golden State, so I think they get up, play a little bit of defense, especially on the perimeter. Chicago, they're shopping players. They're already talking about shopping Rondo, Mirotic. So that's got to make things a bit tough in the locker room. Not to mention Orlando has some revenge. They lost 112-80 on November 7th. So a spot for the Bulls, probably not taking them all too serious. The Magic play great defense. Plus, I got some trends. Bulls 3-8 against spread in their last 11 road games and 3-10 against the spread in their last 13 games following a straight-up win. A nasty, nasty spot, in my opinion, for the Bulls. A good spot for the Magic, and that's why you see that the Bulls are only 2.5-point chalk. It looks too good to be true. It usually is. Give me the Magic plus the points. Now on to the NFL. This segment is brought to you by top-rated online sportsbook, MyBookie.ag, the official sports betting site of the Chasing Ball Game podcast, and where I bet. And look, the Super Bowl is here, people. In a second, I'm going to talk to you about the totals. I'm going to talk to you about the sides. I'm going to talk to you about the prop bets. You have to get on this. Plain and simple. If you want to bet the Super Bowl and you know you're going to, make sure you bet with a winner, and that's mybookie.ag. You play there, you win, and you get paid. It's that simple. And if you sign up at mybookie.ag and use the promo code CHASER, C-H-A-S-E-R, it will automatically give you an exclusive 100% bonus up to $3,000 to bet on the Super Bowl. Sign up now. As I said, you play, you win, and you get paid. Reputable, great. I can't say anymore. Just sign up. MyBookie.ag. Make sure you use that promo code CHASER. Let's talk Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is going to be a good one, I think. And look, a little bit of early betting in this one. The Patriots are now 3-point across the board. Everywhere I'm seeing a 3. And look, I don't think it's going to get to 3.5 personally. I can see it. You'll get some chalk. They'll shade the line a little bit. I see some minus threes, minus 120s out there. There's some still minus 3 105s if you really want the Patriots. But it's the over-under that's really got my attention. It's been bet up. It's the open about 57.5. I'm seeing 59s out there. And truth be told, that may not be enough. It may even go higher. I mean, Atlanta's defense ranked 27th in scoring defense, 28th passing defense. That's bad. Plus, they're a high offensive team, so you know there's going to be some points there. Not to mention, the Falcons, the most profitable over team. 15 overs, 2 unders this season. So that's all they do is score a lot of points. You know about the Patriots. Tom Brady. Do I say no more? That offense is incredible. Plus, they have defense. They rank 3rd in scoring. They have a well-balanced attack, like I said, on that offense. They lead the league in scoring defense. They actually did well in the under if you're looking at the regular season, but the over is hit in both of New England's playoff games. Plus, a little side note, the Patriots, minus 3, fifth time in the Patriots' last 6 Super Bowl appearances that they've been the favorite. They were 1-point dog when they played Seattle. Look, the Falcons are getting no love, and it's been that way all year. I love this tweet I saw by David Purdom. If you don't follow him, please make sure you do. He knows the inside and out when it comes to Vegas. He's on ESPN Shock. He's a great follow. But more bets were taken on the Browns to win Super Bowl 51 than the Falcons when the season first started. That's amazing. More people had hope that RG3 and the Browns would turn it around before Matt Ryan and the Falcons. And look, the betting window right now is still saying the same thing. Tom Brady and the Patriots getting 67% of the action. They are all over the Patriots. That's the latest look at lines and odds. I will update that as I need to during the Chasing Ball Game podcast pretty much every day. I mean, unless something miraculous happens, I think we're going to get a little bit of a standstill up to this point. So let's talk props. Everybody likes to talk props. If you don't know what they are, it's really simple. Most popular things to me about betting the Super Bowl, it makes it very interesting, these proposition bets, and they'll be everything. Everything from who will score the touchdown, first touchdown of the game, to whether there'll be a safety, whether there'll be a tie. Some props even mix in what happens with other leagues like the NBA or the PGA Tour. I mean, there's a ton. And to me, there are different kind of props. And I bet a lot of props during the Super Bowl, and I'm going to share a few here. And there's some where I really think they're money makers, like their stats and trends and players. And then there's some, I call them carnival props, because to me, they're more for fun. As for anything. And look, I'll bet on those too because I like to have fun, especially during the biggest game of the season, not to mention the last game of the season. So with that being said, these are more like beer money. I don't really put a lot of money in these props, but it could be anything from how many Peyton Manning commercials you'll see during the Super Bowl to will anybody in the Super Bowl get a concussion? How many times they'll say Deflategate? How many times will they show Giselle Bundchen? I mean, they're all over the place. How many pizzas will Domino's sell on Super Bowl Sunday? If you're at a good prop sports book, and mybookie.ag is one of them, you are going to get a lot of these props. And I think it's an incredible one. I think it's incredible to bet these props because it just makes the game more fun. So let me give you one right now. And I'm telling you, this is a cheesy one, so bear with me, people. You find this prop. Will Lady Gaga wear an outfit that exposes her midriff? That's right, Chasing Ball Game. We're a little cultured here. We know a little bit about Lady Gaga. Will she wear an outfit that exposes her midriff? Yes is at minus 150. No is at plus 110. I'm going to lay the chalk. Give me Lady Gaga exposing her midriff. Yes, minus 150. Again, it's beer money. It's for fun. But hey, it'll make halftime bearable. If you don't like watching it, now you got a reason to do it. So if you want to talk props, if you have any questions about props or where to find the best props, please hit me up on Twitter at Chasing Ball Game. I love to talk props. It is a lot of fun, and I always enjoy it. That will do it for Chasing Ball Game. Thanks for stopping by. I know your time is valuable, and that's why I try to make this podcast blazing quick. You can find us now on iTunes, so make sure you check us out over there. And join the fun. Become a chaser. All you have to do to be featured right here on the Chasing Ball Game podcast, again, hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at Chasing Ball Game. Just like the latest chasers who have followed me, ZZZ Handicapping. I mentioned Hale Burnside last time. I'm bringing him up again. He's a new follower. I'm telling you, David Bowles is a new follower. Football 120, they all join the community, and I appreciate it. Welcome to the chase, because really, Chasing Ball Game Podcast, it's all about the sports betting fans. And together, I'm telling you, we are building an incredible community. So make sure you stop by. I will be back at it again tomorrow with another great show. More college hoops. Betting the buckets again. I've got a big play in the NBA. If the line falls just right, I can't wait to share it with you. And of course, all the Super Bowl 51 information that you can handle to make sure you are ready for the biggest game of the year. Again, I'll be talking total. Again, I will have prop bets. So make sure to tune in. And until then, win big at the betting window and keep on chasing.